What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
A bump in the night. Your heart fills with dread. Probably a murderer who wants you dead. It could be a ghost, a demon, or worse. Perhaps you're the victim of a witch's curse. It's hopeless, you're doomed. You'd call a priest if you could. You'd rather just listen to who? Sinister Hood.
I'm gonna kill you. Hello and welcome to another edition of Freaky Friday, where we tell your odd but true stories. It is Friday, June 12th, and we have got a lineup of six tales, some of which relate to this week's episode.
Mm-hmm. Happy Disclosure Day, everyone.
That's right. Today's the day. Today is the day.
Let us know if
what you see.
Anything happened. Yeah. If anything juicy happened.
Between this and the French astrologer, Andre Bernault, was like July 19th. I'm like,
the last
there's
day
gotta
of
be,
the FIFA World Cup, you said?
There's going to be something on these days. So,
dude, well,
disclose yourselves.
World Cup's been on all day here. So,
oh, yeah.
We'll see it if it happens, hopefully. Whether
watch
it's holograms in the sky or actual UAPs visiting. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for a change. I'm tired of just hearing about it. I want somebody to shit and get off the ethereal pot.
The only thing that's going to turn people against the extraterrestrials is if they suck up the ball on the last game and they can't declare a winner. It's like at a tie. They're like, there is no one winner or loser here. It's all just...
Well, murders have happened over such things. Soccer.
Right? Let's hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, let's hope.
We go nuclear if that happens, but...
Well, we have some great stories, one of which I'm deeming one of the freakiest things I've read.
Mm-hmm. Y'all came through.
Well, I'm Christy.
I'm Heather.
And let's get freaky. This first one is from The Village Crazy Lady. It's called The Skies Near Lilydale, New York. Sinister Hood, hello from the night shift. I'm currently listening to episode 400 and felt the need to write in about my UAP experience from a few weeks ago. I live in Western New York. I'm surrounded by Lilydale, two smaller lakes, and Lake Erie. I feel like this is important given the water correlation being made with UAP sightings. I'm a night shift nurse at an addiction treatment unit in our small city. So here we go. I'm a nurse that smokes. I know. It's about harm reduction, so I only ever smoke with the security guard at work. So I go around at around 11 p.m. I'll just call him Sarge. He's a Marine veteran who worked with helicopters while he was in the service. I'm a veteran as well, and my ex-husband was a helicopter mechanic at Wheeler Air Base in Hawaii, where we lived. Sarge and I have bonded over being crusty, disgruntled veterans. I met him by his car because it's the only spot the cameras don't get. He was in his car and I was facing the building, being my very hypervigilant self. I keep note of what's in the sky out of habit from the military and because I've been seeing and noting the increase of military air traffic in our area. As Sarge was grumpily telling me about his day, I noticed an orange something in the sky. I watched to see if maybe I was just seeing a planet. Then it moved. As I watched, it pinged up and down and side to side, almost zooming in and zooming out like a light wave. I was trying to debunk what I was seeing, Nope, it wasn't a drone. They are more choppy when they move than this object was. I wasn't near an airport, and planes don't move like that. Definitely not a planet. As I was watching, I heard, "You all right, young lady?" from Sarge. I kept my eyes on the sky, watching, and said, "Sarge, take a look at that." His eyes shot to the sky as he stood along beside me, mentally doing the calculations I had just been doing. I then had the presence of mind to take my phone out of my pocket and record. I told Sarge, "Hey, I'm recording. Any idea what that might be?" He replied, "Something we're not supposed to. But no, I don't." We stood alongside each other like turkeys in the rain, looking up at the sky. Then we watched it Star Trek zoom out of view, away from us. I searched the sky as Sarge did the same. I asked, "Did that just zoom off?" He replied, "Yeah, it did. You got that on video, right?" I said, "I think so, but I'm shaking and I couldn't watch the phone because seeing it with my eyes felt like seeing a wonder." He gruffly replied, "We sure did." I've always lived near large bodies of water. As a matter of fact, I denied a job offer in West Texas after I visited because it made me so uneasy not having a body of water. I have always looked to the sky. This is not the first, and I hope not the last time I see one of these. I guess UAP? I also have a very creepy story and video of something that I experienced on a hiking trail in Lilydale. P.S. I just want to say I appreciate all that you do. I have listened for a long time, and since 2024, you have been a grounding spot for me to realize I'm not the only one paying attention to all of the wild things happening in the world and in the skies. Also, I have a theory on the, quote, alien DNA, but this is long enough. Much love, the Village Crazy Lady.
Well, dang, write us back in with your theory. I want to know that.
And if you can find this video, I searched and did not see it on anything. So if you did send it along, apologies. I would love to see this, though. And Lilydale sounded familiar to me, so I searched our Gmail. Mm-hmm. And a listener in 2020 sent us a thing about it saying, "Wondering if y'all have heard of Lilydale. It's far from you, located in New York State, but it's pretty awesome and has a long history, a lot to dig into." Mm-hmm. The first link is no longer working. Oh, yeah. And then the Wikipedia article, it sounds like this is a hot spot for UAP and just metaphysical activity. And they compare it to Casadega in Florida that we did go and
yes.
visit.
Yes. I was going to say the name, it sounded familiar. It came up a little bit in our Casadega research, just like as other spiritualist communities that exist. But I'm sure if people like Sedona or something, like if people are drawn to a place, not knowing necessarily why or having just theories as to why, like whatever really gets drawn to places knows why it's going there and zipping around because it's getting juiced up or something.
And I 100% back your decision to not take a job in West Texas. Yeah. That place sucks. It is desolate. And if you're looking for water, you ain't going to find it. Just a bunch especially of dust.
Especially not now. They're building a bunch of data centers and sucking it all dry. So not a good place. So yeah, I think as close to it, some body of water, I feel like I have to see or be near and see it on a regular basis. So I hear you on that. But you're right. There's some attraction to them, to the UAPs, to like the coast. So this sounds similar to what Dan Aykroyd saw off of Martha's Vineyard with mm-hmm. things, you know, zip zooming around and you're like, I know what planes look like. And that is not a plane.
Yeah. Especially if you have a lot of military experience. And the person that was also the eyewitness does too.
For sure. I feel like y'all saw something. So yeah. And please send in your other video. I want to hear about that too.
Oh, yes, please. Anything, any videos you have of anything that's weird. And this goes for anybody. And by weird, I don't mean you got a weird mole on your ass that you need just to look at. But
you're dressed up like a Paw Patrol and dancing to a song. Please.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that. Still one of the most unsettling things we've watched on Sunday Scaries. Was that the very first Sunday Scaries?
Or it might have been we brought it. I think we might have just pulled it up BoCo live stream.
Yeah, because like I remember back. Being at your house now.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Never forget where you were.
Where were you? Thank you, Village Crazy Lady, for sending that in.
Sinisterhood will be right back. Summer always makes me rethink what I'm reaching for. Lighter fabrics, better materials, pieces that just feel good the moment you put them on. That's why I keep coming back to Quince.
Quince makes high-quality essentials, breathable linen, soft, organic cotton, washable silk, without the luxury markup. We're talking 100% European linen pants, dresses, and tops starting at $32. Soft, easy denim, organic cotton sweaters that are perfect for layering on a cool summer night. Everything is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and that's not by accident.
Quince works directly with ethical factories and cuts out the middlemen entirely, so you are paying for quality, not a brand name. And it's not just clothing. Quince has become a go-to for elevated essentials across home, kitchen, and bedding, too. It's that rare thing where everything feels elevated and still easy. It's like why I grabbed my Quince sweater, what I'm currently wearing right now.
Because
I was like, thank you. I'm like, I need to, first of all, it's air conditioned and chilly in here, so I like a little sweater. But I'm like, I'm trying to look like a little, you know, I love you guys. I want to dress up for you whenever I'm, but also I need it to be easy and not cost a bunch. So thank you, Quince. I feel fancy.
I recently got to wear my lilac cotton poplin maxi tiered dress, and it's so comfortable, breezy, easy to throw on. You look like you spent a lot of time getting ready when really it took like 30 seconds to throw this dress on. It's great.
It's Quince, baby.
Elevate your summer wardrobe. Go to quince.com/creepy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. That's quince.com/creepy for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/creepy. Well, continuing with our extraterrestrial friends, this next one is from Avery and is called, yep. Aunties, hey, hi, hello. I am so excited to share this story with you both and the Sinisterhood fam. The only thing missing are drinks and being able to collectively holler, nuh-uh, at each other while listening to stories. Obligatory, I love you both. Thank you for being you and using your voices for good and spreading love where it's needed the most. And thank you for sharing your knowledge and humor for we who aren't worthy. I can only hope my BFF and I are as funny and fun as you both. Anyway, I have a story about that one time my mom and I saw UFO. Now, it isn't anything crazy, but it happened and it was cool to experience it with my mom. Let's take a trip back to 2009. I had dyed a raccoon stripe in my hair with purple splat hair dye and a Q-tip. My bedroom was dark purple. Paramore, System of a Down, or MCR was always blaring from my stereo CD player. You can bet your buns I made sure the speakers were always detached to look cooler. And I was filled with angst and never had enough colored skinny jeans. I think I was in 8th grade. I'm 30 now and nothing has changed. Mwahaha. At the time, my family lived in rural Indiana, outside of a small town, on a gravel road with maybe 4 houses on it. It was so peaceful, especially at night, out in the country and access to all the stars and the never-ending sky. Crickets chirping, a little breeze. I loved that house. It was a summer night, and my mom had walked outside to let our dog Jack do his thing, and I had followed her out. We both stopped as soon as we stepped off the front porch. Simultaneously, we both looked up and saw a triangle of lights. My mom thought at first she was just looking at the moon, but surprise, it was not the moon. This thing was so close that if you held your hand up to the sky, your hand wouldn't cover it. Almost immediately, the lights started moving in the form of a triangle. No tracers, but they looked like they were taking turns in each corner, if that makes sense. And it was quiet, no sound. It was even calm. When my mom finally noticed that I, too, was standing there still and looking at this thing, she said, "Avery?" And then it was just gone. It literally just disappeared. All I could say was, Mom? She came back with, "You saw that, right?" And I responded simply with a, yup. And we went back inside. It was such a casual experience or encounter. It still confuses me to this day. Were they going to abduct me, my mom, the dog, all 3 of us? Did my mom save us from getting beamed up in a cloud of sparkling dust? Name that tune. Because she spoke out loud? I don't know, but it happened, so that's cool. Also, a small snippet about my creepy kid. She's 8 now. She was about 6 when this happened. After dinner one night, I was wiping down my counters while my fiancé took our daughter Dylan and her friend to grab sleepover stuff. As I'm cleaning the counters off, I hear, "Hey, Mom," so clear that I responded, "Yeah, baby," and turned around, just to remember that my sweet baby girl was not home. She now asks me what we call entities like that, and she's been begging to know when she will come into her power and be allowed to dance under the full moon naked. She also told me the kids in our neighborhood have called me the Witch of Western. I'll take it. Kids are fun when you're fun, and they're scary when you fully believe in the paranormal. Double-edged sword, am I right? You guys are so great, and I love having you in my ears to drown out the sounds of whatever may be happening behind my back during my days full of motherly duties, alone in my scary house. At least, I think it's scary. It's 103 years old, so with that, keep it creepy and keep it cleansed and surrounded by love and positive vibes. No bad shit here. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, if it's 103 years old, you definitely gotta cleanse it.
That's, yeah.
That's dope, though.
That's very dope, but it's 100% haunted. Yes, and thank you so much for all your sweet fur babies' pictures and their fantastic nicknames. I love hearing how we go from the Dane being named Frankie to Frank and Beans to Frank the Stank. There's always like a list of names that come from one nickname.
Like you have so many nicknames, but man, this, thank you for the scale of, like you said, you're holding your hand up and it doesn't cover it. That does give some insight. This one made me think of the Bridgewater Triangle, those two reporters that were out driving and they saw a triangular thing that they described as like, if not like humongous, at least like quite close to them to where they're like, okay. And it was triangular shaped. So you're in good company. I don't know. Yeah. I think your mom did save you by being like, honey, like Avery. And the thing's like, they saw us.
I hope they were just, they were out with their dog for their, taking their dog to do their business or their, what their, I don't know.
Their
jellyfish pet.
They probably would keep a jellyfish, honestly.
They're like, we have to go let Jelly do its business. Oh, look down there. What do we see?
There's people. Fly away. Fly away. Yeah, once you get spotted, you got to rock and roll. And also, I think you have a mimic in your house or like a doppelganger or something.
Don't love
I think you're right to now if you hear that again and they're not home, definitely don't answer. I know it was reflexive on that first one, but that's how they get you, because they sound like somebody.
Yeah.
Man. I don't like it.
I'm waiting for my neighborhood nickname. There's a good chance I already have one. But Witch of Western is pretty fun. Yeah, the Witch of Dallas. I feel like I'm not the witchiest of Dallas people, so.
But at least
somebody might be upset if I took that title.
Y'all's, at least like Ella's like, she's the witchiest mom in my grade. Like certain, at least, at the very least, if not the school. So you have that going for you.
Yeah, I'm just waiting to get some calls because I can't keep my mouth shut and my daughter can't either. And then why did I explain the whole oceanic thing to her at dinner the other night? And who knows where that information is going to land amongst your friend group.
In my opinion, it's never too early to teach kids about the importance of safety regulations. So,
to be fair, corporate liability. Started with discussions on, did you know you can't swim down to a certain depth because our bodies can't take the pressure? And I just gave a little more context to that.
What do you do when your kid asks you about the Titan sub and they're in third grade? You're like,
he should be in jail. Well, sweetheart, he's in the ever after forever. So. Yeah.
He got a death sentence.
Yeah.
Self-imposed.
Oh, man.
Well-deserved. Self-imposed.
To revisit that story was something, too. That feels like a lifetime ago. And it really was like last year.
Right. It feels like as long ago as like COVID or something. Yeah. Or like, you know, time. It's all stretched out and messed up and timey-wimey.
Who knows? Moving faster. Well, thank you so much for sending that in, Avery.
Sinisterhood will be right back. Helix Sleep is a premium mattress brand that provides tailored mattresses based on your unique sleep preferences. Love a Helix.
Last night, my child came in 4 a.m., wanted to sleep in our Helix, and it was like sleeping with a fish out of water, the flopping around that was going on. So I had to get up and move to the couch. And all I was thinking about was, my God, I just had to leave my comfortable Helix bed for this.
Like, I miss you. I miss you, Helix.
I was longing for it from just one room over because
it's so good.
Literally, it really is the best mattress we've ever had. People often ask, like, Are y'all just saying that? No, I promise. It really is the best. Every mattress in our house is a Helix mattress.
Right. I really do be sleeping on it every night, and I love it. And buying a mattress used to be overwhelming, but you take that Helix sleep quiz, it makes it so easy. I got matched. We both got matched with a mattress based on how each of us uniquely sleep, and I look forward to going to bed every night. Plus, the delivery, super quick. It was free, and knowing I had 120 nights to try it out gave me total peace of mind. Helix, they win tons of awards, and you can see why. Just sleep one night in the bed, and that's the, you'll know it's the upgrade you've been waiting for.
Oh, yes. Go to helixsleep.com/creepy through July 6th for their 4th of July sale for 20% off site-wide, 25% off Luxe mattresses, and 30% off Elite mattresses.
That's helixsleep.com/creepy through July 6th for their 4th of July sale for 20% off site-wide, 25% off Luxe mattresses, and 30% off Elite mattresses. helixsleep.com/creepy.
This next one is from Chandler, and it's called "He Was Bald, That's Important." Chandler writes, "Short-time listener, first-time writer. I found you all through my suggested podcast on Apple Podcasts, and I've been absolutely binging all of the podcast episodes at breakneck speed. I listen any chance I get and have loved every minute. Here is my true crime adjacent tale. This incident occurred my sophomore year during my usual dinner and study time in the secondary academic building on campus. It was late at night, so I was the only one in the whole of the food area. All of the food places were shut down, and it was quiet. My table was tucked away in a back corner of the balcony level. I was bent over doing homework when I heard walking. I thought nothing of it and kept working. Then I heard a hello, close enough to assume it was directed at me. I looked up and there was a bald man, probably late 30s, standing a little distance away. I had seen him before. I knew he was a student because I'd seen him walking into other classes before. I warily, and somewhat annoyedly, asked him, "What's up?" He spoke a little too softly, but I heard the only important word, "gun." I asked him to repeat what he said, trying to hide the fear from my face. He repeated himself, "I have a gun and need someone to shield me while I move it to my other hip." First of all, how is that my problem? And why are you involving me, a 19-year-old girl? We are alone in this whole building. Why do you need a shield? Why do you need to move your gun to the other hip? Make it make sense. He got close to me, assuming I was okay with this, and started to reach for his gun. As he did so, he told me again what he was doing. "I have a gun and need someone to shield me." I remember that he was so close to me that his hip was touching the chair back next to mine. I do not know where this confidence came from, but I told him, "No, I am not okay with this. Leave," with my whole chest. He was offended, gave a confused and oddly disgusted look, but walked off, exiting the back stairs. I recovered just enough to gather my things and head back to my dorm to sleep off my fear. I did not realize how badly this incident had affected me until a few days later. I saw a bald man, not the same bald man, just some random baldy, walking in my peripheral vision to a class, and I freaked out. I ran into the closest girl's bathroom, closed myself in a stall, and just breathed for a while. I did not make it to my next class. I barely made it back to my dorm. This bald man fear worsened. I was not only seeing random bald men suddenly everywhere, but I was seeing bald gunman everywhere. He was in classes next to mine. He was eating in the dining hall when I was. He was sitting in my section at events. How was this man around every corner? It got bad enough that I ended up going to on-campus counseling. All I told them was that I had a traumatic incident that was making it hard for me to function day to day. Gave no details. I came in for my first session, and I wish I was kidding. The counselor was bald. Not bald gunman, but a bald man nonetheless. It weirdly helped. I told him all the details, we laughed cathartically together, and I went to enough sessions with him to feel legitimately better about the average bald man. Seeing bald gunman was different, though. It was still a shock every time. I was still taken back to the scary feeling, and it still felt like I saw him everywhere. Months passed, and it was nearing the end of the school year, and I had almost grown used to seeing bald gunman. I saw him so often that I had finally stopped feeling panicked. It had become annoying, which I take over debilitating fear any day. One day, close to the end of the school year, I was walking back to the food court where the bald gun incident had occurred. I turned a corner about to arrive at my destination, and I saw bald gunman. And another bald gunman. And another bald gunman. Bald gunman, turns out, was a triplet. I was not crazy. I was not seeing things. I really was seeing this man all over campus because his face was all over campus. I think the bald gunman and his bald... I've said it so many times, it's lost its meaning. I think the bald gunman and his bald brothers graduated that year because I stopped seeing them around campus. The comedic ending to this saga was exactly what I needed. I can laugh about it now, and I love telling it to people. I wish I had a photo of the bald gunman and his brothers, but their legacy lives on in every bald man I cross. Thank you all so much for reading my story. I hope it made you laugh as much as you all have made me laugh. Maybe next time I'll send in some tales from working at a haunted house. I hope you both never deal with your own bald gunman. Stay creepy, Chandler.
Dude, three of them is crazy. That's like, we're in a simulation. Like, that's messing with you. The world is messing with you with that.
Oh,
be like,
man.
You have been seeing
especially,
him.
You go to therapy and you counsel.
This man
bald.
Is bald. You're like, this is a joke on me. This whole fucking thing is a joke on me. Someday you'll fall in love and your spouse will be bald one way or another.
Yeah,
I don't know
how.
But this is a nightmare, truly, for someone to walk up and be like, I have a gun. You're like, what are that? Like you said, how is this my problem?
No.
Or
you're
business.
All by yourself?
No. Also, do we think it was really a gun or was this like, ooh, okay, I'm going to be like, hey, just block my gun. But really, he was going to pull out his dick.
You might be onto something.
I just assume everybody's
a mean, because why do you need to be shielded? What the fuck does that mean?
Sus.
You're
in a
shut down, completely empty place except one 19-year-old girl. Like you said, what threat is there?
No.
Now that you bring that up, that might have been, instead of a gun, it may have been a trap. Especially, I need you to shield me. That would get one close to someone.
Yeah. And if he's like close with the chair, pushing the chair behind her. That's what got me is like, why are you over my shoulder if you just need me to be a lookout? I got your six, like face me. I'm gonna look around and make sure nobody's looking or whatever. My toxic trait is be like, yeah, okay. If you need, I'll help you with your gun.
Oh, like, I don't idiot. Think, not at 19 in my...
No.
Cafeteria on campus by myself. Well, honestly, at that point, it would have been more likely for me to say yes than now.
Certainly. Yeah. Me too, 100%. I was the one that got recruited to be in videos at Eastfield, the little community college, because I got lost and I ended up in the basement of the library. And some guy was like, do you want to be in videos? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, we'll pay you. And I was like, oh, yeah, for sure. Like, I said yes before I even...
He was like... Do you want to know what the videos are? No, don't care.
Yeah.
Just tell me where to be.
You should tell me. Yeah, no, it was crazy. So, yeah, at the time, I would have been like, yeah, if you need help with your gun. So, man, you're good for you for being brave, though. And I'm glad it turned out.
Yes.
You know, you just sounds like just a one of three weirdos in a family.
Yeah. Man, what a graduation ceremony that must have been. Just three of them right in a row.
Right. Dale Anderson. Chip Anderson and Todd Anderson. There's three. Dale and Chip are the two of the twins, and the other one feels left out.
Yeah.
Can't be Chip
Darryl,
and Dale.
Darryl and my other brother, Darryl.
That's right.
Well, I'm very proud of you that you found that courage that sometimes, even just the other day, I like said something and I was like, where did that come from? That's not something I would normally say, but it just kind of came out.
Like, fire it up. Feels good, baby. Feels good.
Well, good job, Chandler. May you never have a creepy run-in with the bald man again. Only positive. PB.
Exactly. PBM. Positive bald mans.
Positive bald man. PBE was what I was trying to think. Positive bald encounters.
Positive bald energy, too. Hell yeah.
Yeah. You got that PBE?
Mm-hmm. Hell, you know me. Thank you, Chandler. Sinisterhood will be right back. I'll tell you what, if you wake up in a pool of sweat, it's the easiest way to just, I'm like, I'll just be up. And while I'm at it, I might as well punch a hole in the wall. I'm so mad. I can't be more miserable. If the back of my hair gets wet in the night, I can't take it. But ever since we got Boll & Branch, we got our signature soft, wonderful, beautiful comforter, I've never slept better.
Oh, man. head to toe, our beds decked out in Boll & Branch. Our latest piece is the Dream Comforter, which has that gauzy dream fabric on top. And then the bottom part is more of a flat cotton. It is so soft and comfortable. It's why I got kicked out of bed last night, because everybody wants to be in our bed.
Yeah, they're coming for that, man, that signature sheet, the signature sheet set with the, it's just so soft and it's temperature regulating. I would kick my own mother out of my bed as well for it. So I get it. Sleep cooler this summer with Boll & Branch during their annual summer event. For a limited time, get 20% off site-wide at bollandbranch.com/creepy with code creepy.
That's Boll & Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com/creepy, code creepy to take 20% off. bollandbranch.com/creepy, code creepy. Exclusions apply.
This next one is from my daughter Anonymous, and the subject line is Cogsuckers and Ronald McDonald House. And before we begin, if you're not on our Patreon, we just started a new bit. COG, Cogsuckers, is a subreddit that talks about people who have inappropriate or over-the-top relationships with AI or have been taken advantage by it. And we just dropped our first iteration of it. So that is what my daughter is referring to.
Never in my life would I have put Cogsuckers and Ronald McDonald House in the same sentence until now, but I'm here for it.
Hell yeah, Anonymous. Well, Anonymous writes, "Hey friends, can I call you that? Too bad, because I'm gonna." Writing anonymously this time, but humidities, if you know, you know. So I was listening to your Cogsuckers episode, and I have some stories to share. I work in oncology. Overall, I love my job. Our patients are amazing. They're tenacious and inspiring. Many patients come see us knowing that their cancer is likely going to end their life, but they still come in with a smile on their face and a positive attitude. It's hard to have a bad day at work when those around you can show up and give it their all. I share that because we have had two incidents relatively recently of elders getting taken advantage of by either AI or just good old catfishing scam. Patient A did not have a terminal diagnosis, but he did have a rough treatment plan. We live in the rural Midwest, and he kept telling us that even though he has this cancer, he'll be with his fiance soon. We asked him where his fiance was, and he said Canada, and showed us a clearly AI-generated picture of a pretty young blonde woman. You could tell this was a huge ego boost for him, as he said gross and mean things about his recent ex-wife in comparison. This patient was ready to sign over his military pension as well as all of his Social Security benefits and was regularly sending money to this woman and thought nothing of it. Now, this man did not think much about the females around him, but he had a great amount of respect for the doctor who was doing his treatment. We spoke with the doctor and explained our concerns, and we were wondering if maybe he could get through to the patient. The doctor very clearly saw what was going on and found a way to gently bring it up, to at least share that he shouldn't have his power of attorney and his finances tied to someone out of the country and should instead work with his sister or another close relative to keep everything safe until the marriage is finalized. We also spoke with our local agency on aging to see if we could submit an elder abuse claim. But because this patient was acting of his own accord and is not rendered incompetent or clinically insane, there was not much that could be done. Patient B was a female who had a more aggressive form of breast cancer. This patient was a little off at the baseline, being perfectly pleasant one interaction and then hating everyone that was in the office and everyone that walked through the doors in another. So we never really knew what we were going to get with her. As the director, I got called in to help with her one day as she had a complaint about one of our physicians. I grabbed my paper and sat down to talk with her and see what her concerns were, because regardless of how stable or unstable someone is, I'll be damned if anyone thinks we don't provide fantastic care, because we do. So I sat down with patient B and asked what was going on. She proceeded to tell me a lot of really off things about our providers, so I wrote them down and asked what we could do to make it better. Patient B told me that it's just really hard to go through another breast cancer diagnosis, as this was her second time and she was just feeling frustrated. I told her that I totally understand feeling frustrated and no one is holding anything like that against her. We all just want to work together to give her the best care possible. Whether she feels that's at our clinic or somewhere else, we were going to work with her to get her the care that she wants and needs. At this point, I had won patient B over. She changed how she was looking at me and said I was one of the good ones and that I could listen to her and that she knew I cared. I said I really appreciated her sharing that and I really do care and I want to help her get the therapy she needs. I also asked if she had any family or friends that could accompany her to appointments to try and make them less stressful. She had mentioned she had a fiance, so I asked if he wanted to join her. That's when she asked me if I wanted to see a picture of her fiance. I said, of course. Patient B pulled up WhatsApp and showed me a picture of Paul McCartney. Like, actual Paul McCartney. Sir Paul McCartney. You know those moments where you're with somebody and you don't know if they're like being funny with you or if they're actually cuckoo nuts bananas? Yeah, that was one of those moments. So I smiled and said, your fiance is a Beatle. And she said, he certainly is. And I said, wow, that's really awesome. When did you say you were getting married? Patient B said, October. She also said that he had tried to visit twice, but both times his attempts were thwarted, once by his family and another time by a bad car accident in London where he broke both of his knees. I shared with her that I thought that was very unfortunate and I'm sorry he was having such a hard time getting to her. Long story short, we ended up talking to Patient B's children. They were both aware of their new stepdad, and one of the kids was now the financial power of attorney. I felt so deeply for that family and everything they'd been through because of these horrible, horrible people that scam not just the elders, not just the disabled, but those that are elderly, disabled veterans and dealing with cancer diagnoses. The people that do these things really are the trash of the earth. I think there's a great place for them on Pedophile Island where all the pedophiles should go as well, and those who have scammed the less fortunate out of hundreds, thousands, and hundreds of thousands of dollars. On a totally separate note, my daughter and I will be in Dallas the week of June 15th. My 12-year-old daughter has dealt with chronic migraines since she was 5 years old. We have done absolutely everything you can imagine to help her migraines, and we recently learned about the Reed migraine procedure offered in Dallas. This kid has been through so much, and financially, we weren't sure if we were going to be able to afford the flights, housing, deductible, co-insurance, and everything else that goes along with traveling for healthcare. However, I was able to work with the Reed Migraine Center, and they coordinated with the Ronald McDonald House in Dallas. My daughter was accepted as a patient, and we are so incredibly fortunate that our stay there will be covered. Also, if you struggle with chronic migraines, please check out the Reed Migraine Procedure. And if you're looking for a phenomenal charity to support, check out the Ronald McDonald House. The Ronald McDonald House is covering our stay for 5 days, longer if we need it, providing 3 meals per day of either grab-and-go or cooked food, and they help with coordinating transportation. Everyone that stays in the Ronald McDonald House that's 18 or over is required to pass a background check, or you can't stay there. And there's an income limit to be able to utilize the house, which, as a household that earns right in the bottom of middle class, we're usually excluded from all these types of help. We are so incredibly thankful. And now that my daughter is a Ronald McDonald kid, she'll be able to use the house until she's 25. This means if she needs any adjustments to a device or ends up in the hospital or for another reason, she's already registered in their system. I never know when I donate where the money really is going. This is something that I can personally attest to and something that's local to y'all, so I wanted to share. Also, part of this trip is for her to get a temporary device, and then she and I are supposed to do all the things that would normally trigger migraines for her. So if you have any advice for us or things to do, lay it on us. Much to my husband's chagrin, we will be going to Dealey Plaza, and I saw some huge eyeball that looks interesting too. It reminds me of the Bean in Chicago. Anywho, love you guys. Hope you have a great summer and think of me the week of June 15th when I will literally start sweating as I get off the plane and won't stop till I'm back north of the Mason-Dixon. From Anon.
Well, if you need something that'll trigger migraines, you can come over to my house and just listen to my kids for a few hours.
Yeah, I have 3 dogs that can bark at you and just bark right in your face. But man, that's exciting. I'm so glad for your daughter. I'm glad the Ronald McDonald House is hooking it up. And mm-hmm. sounds like a great, I mean, we've always known it's a great charity to support. And I had a friend whose sister stayed there when she was a lot little. She's probably like 10, 15 years ago. And they never had anything but good things to say about their time there and how much it truly helped. It was a huge help.
They built one, I believe across from the comedy club that used to be our home.
That's right. That's right.
Before it changed hands. So maybe if you're in the Deep Ellum area, that is the one you're going to be at. There's a lot of stuff to do down there. There's lots of cool restaurants. We got great museums, Dealey Plaza. You can go down to Dealey Plaza and talk to some people selling newspapers down there. That could trigger a migraine.
Yeah. Let the expert talk to you. He'll talk to you for like an hour and a half, right? Mm-hmm. Just hold you down in the heat. Like, pull up a chair, sit and talk to me. I'll play you some DVDs on this portable DVD player. Wrong.
It's so fucking hot.
Oh, it's it's already sucks. So hot.
Humidity is still one of the funnier portmanteaus I've heard before.
It's so good. Well, yeah, I mean, it's so hard to hear this about your patients, both future Mrs. Paul McCartney, as well as this fellow with this, you know, it's the unbeknownst, like, it's my boyfriend that goes to another school, but it's like not even got, you know, it's probably some person who's being forced to do it in another country in a big data, not data. To be a big like call center.
Mm-hmm.
It's so sad.
It is really sad. It's sad to be the kids of that woman too. And you clearly know what's, you know, Paul McCartney did not get in an accident with both of his legs broken. And I don't think he's calling you mom and you're just sending him money. And it's so sad. And you're right. They belong on the island with all the pedophiles. We'll have a specific section just for them.
Burn them with the flamethrower. No, it is hard, especially because, like you said, when you called, they said, well, he's choosing to be in a relationship with a fake person. So I guess, like, I think there's got to be some type of law changed. I don't know what it would be, because you do want to respect people's, like, dignity and autonomy. But at the same time, when folks don't know that things like this exist, it makes it – it's one thing if you're gaslighting yourself and you're like, I made these pictures of me and Michael Jackson because we're in love. Real thing I've seen on the internet. But it's quite different to be like, I'm Jennifer Aniston and I need $500. And people are like, I love you, Jennifer Aniston. I got you, Rachel. Like, and they don't know that that's even a possible thing to where it looks really real. So I,
or even not a celebrity. It's just like, they're like, this isn't a scam. This looks like this is a normal person. You're like, yeah, dad, grandpa. It's not though. And I get it. It's very easy to get tricked. It's getting so good. And I think the older generations that are less experienced with just this sort of thing, especially also if you're going through cancer treatment. I mean, you're just looking for, you know, a distraction, love, companionship, you know, just you're in a vulnerable spot already, which I'm sure comes up in these conversations between whoever these people are talking to and them. And then it's just like, oh, we got a good one this time.
They're going to die. Maybe we can get them to give us all of their money now and then they'll die and then we won't get in trouble for it. I mean, that's truly how callous it is. It's like, oh yeah, go into the cancer support groups and see if you can find anybody in there.
Yeah. And like, sign over your POA and then
DN them.
It is really sad. And I think you're right. I think, I mean, like with everything we say, kind of technology or the law has to catch up with what we've already discovered. So it'll be years from now when someone finally is like, okay, there's a law against catfishing or something, but unfortunately we're not there yet.
Yeah, or like it's always like loopholes or they figure out ways around it. But it sounds like everybody that you work with is very, very lucky to have you. So thank you, Anon. And thank you also for your very cute kitties that you sent us.
Yes, and your doggy. Oh, my goodness.
Baby. Look at that dog. Oh. Look at that chocolate dog. Sinister Hood, we'll be right back.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Well, speaking of pets, this next one is from Kate, and the subject line is the kitten scam. Content warning, it discusses loss of a pet. Dear Sinister Fam, hello again. I wrote in a few months ago about an odd encounter I had in a McDonald's play place. Many people said what happened to me was likely a scam, and I was proud of myself for not falling for it. Unfortunately, I was not as lucky 2 weeks ago. Back in December, our cat passed away at the age of 16. It was a tough loss, but eventually our family felt ready to welcome a new kitten into our home. I spent months checking the websites of local animal shelters, trying to find the perfect fit. I knew we needed a very young kitten who would adapt well to our extremely loud household. Seriously, my two boys have major volume issues. And I wanted a female because I'm outnumbered as the only girl in the house. My search was ultimately fruitless as I kept running into roadblocks. Some shelters only adopted kittens out in pairs, some only had older cats, and one required the entire household to meet the cat beforehand, but their hours made it impossible to schedule a meeting. I was getting frustrated and desperately wanted a new little friend to fill the cat-shaped hole in my heart. That's when I turned to Facebook groups. There were a few specific to my state, so I joined and browsed the various posts to see if any kittens caught my eye. A couple of days after joining one such group, a woman posted a small group of kittens saying they were ready to be adopted. They were adorable, so I messaged her. She told me she was located one town over from me and told me which kitten she thought would be the best fit for my family. I asked if there was a rehoming fee, and she said there was, just $250. I was thrilled because this was considerably less than the local shelters charged. I selected a kitten, and we proceeded to work out the details. Listen, I know that as you read this next paragraph, you will be screaming at me that this is clearly a scam. If I were only reading this story and not writing it, I would be yelling red flag over and over too. In fact, I did tell myself it was a scam, but I went along with it anyway. The woman sent me a picture of a precious cat named Jen. She told me about her personality, that she was up to date on her shots, and she was spayed. Then she told me I needed to send her money. Okay, I get it. It was a deposit to hold the cat. But she insisted on using the Chime app, and the person I was supposed to send the money to was not her. Weird, but she told me it was her husband's account. Then she needed more money sent to a different person. I started to question the validity of this, but this woman had answers to everything. She told me that she and her husband had started the Facebook group because of all the scammers out there and that they were legit cat breeders, that all of the different accounts I needed to send money to was just to pay the fee to the vet or adoption services directly. I know, red flags. Every time I got that terrible feeling, I would call her out and she would assuage my worries. This cycle repeated, and I kept telling myself to stop, that this was a scam. But then I would picture the sweet little face of the kitten, and the overwhelming hope that she was real would cause me to continue. I asked for proof of life pictures, which I was sent, along with photos of the adoption paperwork I was supposedly paying for. There were many other instances that were suspicious that caused my gut to scream at me, but I pushed all my doubts away because I just wanted that kitten so badly. On the day I was supposed to pick up the kitten, I was optimistic when I sent the final payment. After all, this woman had been pushing me and bugging me to come pick her up, but I'd been out of town and had to delay. I used this as a reason to believe the whole thing was genuine. After all, if this really was a scam, this woman wouldn't be so eager for me to come to the address she provided, right? Wrong. I Googled the address she gave, only to see it had just been sold 3 days before. It did not belong to the woman I had been talking to. Then she stopped answering my messages. She blocked me on her Facebook profile and blocked me from the kitten group. It had been a scam after all, just like I had known deep down. I sobbed for a while, mourning the loss of this cat that didn't exist and mourning again the cat that I had lost in December. This person, I'm not even sure it was really a woman, I discovered the profile picture had been stolen from a Reddit post. They had played my heartstrings and used my grief against me. I like to think I'm pretty intelligent and savvy, but in this instance, my heart went out against my head and I lost $185. It's a small amount in the grand scheme of things, but it's the shame that weighs much more heavily on me. I know I should have known better. I should have told my husband more about my suspicions so that he could have helped me see more clearly, but I wasn't better and I am embarrassed. I haven't been able to recuperate the money either through Chime or through my bank, and I don't see much of a point in filing a police report with so little actual information to go on. I waffled on whether or not to share this story, but in the end, after hearing about the Jennifer Aniston scam on the Cogsucker segment, I decided to put it out there. Hopefully, this will help someone else not get scammed in the future. And the story does kind of have a happy ending, as 2 days after being conned, I picked up a sweet little girl from a shelter an hour away from my house. Her name is Contessa Victoria von Floof, or Tessa for short, and she is the sweetest little kitten and the most perfect fit for our family. If I hadn't gone through all that I had, I would not have found her. Even my husband says we're lucky because he can't imagine us with any other cat. I've attached some photos of the little princess, whose name means Princess Donut, in a roundabout way because my hubs is a Dungeon Crawler Carl fan. Thanks for reading and sharing my story. The end. Kate.
Well, what a sweet little boy you have and this sweet little kitty girl he's holding.
Yeah. Look at that baby kitty belly.
Just she reading a book like- to her.
Yeah, she looks like a very good, like a companion cat, yes. Like a at your side buddy cat. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry this happened. I know the police probably won't help too much, dude. But you might try Chime. You might try your bank. You might try even just reporting it to you know, the IC3 is like the FBI's like scam, whatever. And also your state attorney general's office, they might not help you in particular, but it is my understanding that when there is a large quantity of reports that are all kind of fit the same pattern, that's when they start to take action. Mm-hmm. Of like, if you just report it, maybe they don't take action, but if you and 50 other people or 100 other people report it, they might try to contact you and go like, oh, it's that cat scam again or mm-hmm. whatever.
I'd report it to Facebook too. I mean,
yeah.
Get the whole page blocked. It's a shame you were blocked. I'm sure it's intentional, so you can't go back in there and post. This whole thing's
a
scam. But you brought up a very good point that I think all of these scammers play on, and it's grief
mm-hmm.
in one way or another.
Probably post stuff like that in groups of like, watch you be like, I'm just trying to get a new cat after mm-hmm. 16 years. And they're like, oh, I've got someone, especially now with AI, you could generate all kinds of images of a cat that looked 100% real. Like you would not be able to tell the difference. Mm-hmm. And even if you said like, okay, if it's really the cat, put the cat next to a banana or whatever, done.
That, okay.
Just yeah. ask AI
show
to
show me
it.
The adoption paperwork.
Done.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. So
screenshots or AI, whatever it is. I mean,
yeah.
It's, you know, I don't think you should feel any shame. We all have things that we are like, I know this was wrong, but at the time, for whatever reason, I did it. And I think the reason you did it is so you could find Princess Von Floof eventually.
Yeah.
Like you said, you wouldn't have found her had you not gone through all this other stuff. And it's another good reminder that scams come in all forms.
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be like, oh, this is Paul McCartney, my mm-hmm. boyfriend or whatever. But I appreciate you sharing it. And I would echo what Chrissy said. Don't feel ashamed. I mean, this is a sophisticated scammer that this is not the first time they're doing it. It won't be the last time they do it. And it's scammers be scamming, snakes be biting. So mm-hmm. it is you were in a grieving position, in a vulnerable position. And if it was like, man, I was walking a little slower because I sprained my ankle and someone came up on me and robbed me, you wouldn't be like, wow, Heather, you could have walked a little faster.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like, your heart was tender at the moment.
Yes.
And they plucked on your tender heartstrings. So
yes.
Fuck the scammers. They can go to pedophile island with the other
They're
ones.
They're all going. Yeah. We're in fact, we have a process. Well, and people are getting put places.
They'll be vetted and sorted accordingly. And it does look like Willy Wonka when they put Veruca up on the bed and it says bad egg or good egg.
Yes.
It is that.
It is that.
Measurer. But
it is that exact same thing.
Exactly.
Yes.
Where are they going? The incinerator.
And that is, and it's a literal incinerator too. Yeah.
And we do throw our trash in there. It's great.
I think this is a good reminder. And even you knew, Kate, this is a scam deep down in your gut. Just a reminder, trust your gut. It doesn't mm-hmm. lie to you. And if you are like, I know this is a scam, but I'm really lonely, you know, like you said, reach out to someone else that might can say like, hey, doc, I don't think that your patient's really mm-hmm. engaged to this lady in Canada. Or, you know, this mm-hmm. this kitten thing seems a little sus. Maybe we should back off.
Yeah. And I think if somebody's legit, if you were like, hey, can you send me two or three references of people that have happily adopted mm-hmm. cats from you? I know a person who adopted a pet from like a Facebook group situation, and it was multiple other families were also doing it. And then like we're posting pictures and stuff. So mm-hmm. it wasn't so much like one-off DM and stuff, but you can't know that until, like you said, you're a couple miles down the road, but yeah. always trust your gut, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this final one is from Sammy, and the subject line is, we went looking for ghosts and found something weirder.
This is going to keep me up at night.
I agree. This freaks me out. Sinister Hood will be right back. Sammy writes, dear Chrissy and Heather, first I have to give you your flowers. I've been listening since 2019, back when I had just moved to Colorado Springs and was driving DoorDash around town. I discovered Sinister Hood while exploring my new city, and somehow you've been a constant ever since. Now I'm 31. Married and have two babies. You've been in my ears through so many different chapters of my life that you honestly feel like part of the family. I also got to attend your Let's Get Into It tour in Denver in fall 2021. I brought my husband and remember meeting Paris in line. He was incredibly nice and let us cut ahead. When he introduced himself, I immediately whispered to my husband, oh my God, the Paris. Looking back, it still makes me laugh how excited I was. I've wanted to submit this story for Freaky Friday for years, but I kept wondering if it was spooky enough. Then I figured every Freaky Friday could use a good old-fashioned mystery. This happened in 2014, when I was 18 years old. I had recently graduated high school and moved out on my own. One summer night, my boyfriend and I were driving the local haunted road, a stretch of back roads with all the usual small town legends, a creepy bridge, ghost stories, and plenty of rumors. As we drove, my boyfriend made a turn without signaling. A few minutes later, flashing lights appeared behind us. A cop. The officer approached, explained the reason for his stop, and asked for both of our IDs. I thought it was strange that he wanted mine too, but handed it over. He disappeared back to his cruiser. Minutes later, he returned, gave us our licenses, looked directly at me, and said, "Hey, Samantha, does Leah know you're out tonight?" I froze. Nobody called me Samantha. At that point in life, I had always gone by Sam. Anyone who actually knew me would have known that. And Leah? That's my mom's first name. Not, "Does your mom know you're out here tonight?" Not, "Do your parents know you're out tonight?" He used her name. "Does Leah know you're out tonight?" Those words landed like he expected me to understand something I didn't. We weren't even in our home county. As far as we knew, my mom had no connection to law enforcement there. When I told her later, she was just as baffled as I was. The officer didn't say another word. He didn't ask my boyfriend anything similar. He offered no explanation. He simply turned, got back in his car, and drove away. No ticket, no warning, nothing. I'm 31 now, and neither my mom nor I have ever found an explanation for how a random officer on a rural road knew her first name. To this day, that's the part that keeps me up at night. Not the traffic stop itself, but the certainty in his voice, as if he already knew who I was, who my mother was, and exactly what I was doing there. Maybe there's a perfectly logical explanation buried somewhere in a forgotten database or a small-town connection we never uncovered. But after all these years, no answer has ever surfaced. The haunted road is still there, and stories are still told about it. Sometimes I wonder whether that officer was just another local legend passing through for a moment. All I know is that I never saw him again, and I never stopped hearing that question. "Does Leah know you're out tonight?" Creep it real, Sammy.
I have no words for this.
Does Nancy know you're out tonight?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, first of all, yes, but also.
I mean, on my license, it says my birth name, which is Christine. I've always gone by Christy. Yeah. So if they came back and called me Christine, I wouldn't think it was weird. But if they said, "Christine, does Kathy know where you are?" I'd be like, "Bitch, what? How do you?
Yeah.
What? First of all, you're calling me out by my government name. And how do you know my mom's name, too?
How do you know Kathy? What you been doing with Kathy? Stay away from her." No.
That's crazy. And you don't ask anything of the driver?
No. Who ran the stoplight or who turned without the blinker or whatever? Yeah. No. This is given Lady of the Lake of I turned around and they were gone.
If we're trying to do a non-paranormal explanation, I really... The only thing I can come up with is it wasn't a real cop. But then, like, how would you even know that? Yeah. Like, unless I don't know. I really don't know.
I remember on the Blues Brothers when Elwood has a warrant out and then he's like, but he's Gats Kamads. And he's like, what's that? He was like, state, county, municipal offender data system, which is like a database.
Oh.
So even like in the 80s, they had databases. So there was a database in this cop's car. You know, he goes and checks it, you know, like an iPad type of thing. 2014 wasn't like a million years ago. You know, we had iPhones back then. But what is the purpose of this question? Even if you go like, okay, I searched in like Samantha Smith and then it says parents, Dave Smith and Leah Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why? Like she said, why don't you just go up and go like, oh, do your folks know where you're at? Do your parents know where you're at? Like very specifically, the only thing I could think, and it's weird, but like that the cop would have to have some connection to her mom. Like,
yeah.
See the kid's name. And because 2014, that's a post-Facebook world. You know, if you were... Man, I really miss like, you know, my college girlfriend that sat next to me in mm-hmm. history class always got away or whatever and was like, oh my God, I pulled over her daughter. I'll let him go because he's like still carries a flame for her.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's the only thing I could think of.
Yeah. My other thinking was just a way to freak somebody out.
Yeah. Fuck a kid. I mean, be like, they'll be talking about this 30 years later.
I mean, here we are. If that's the reasoning, mission accomplished.
Good job. Kudos, buddy.
I mean, because we've seen and know that, like, weirdos will put just lights on top of their car and pull over random people, and XYZ can happen. I don't know. I mean, if I'm going down that route, I'm like, okay, he pulled them over and then realized a man was in the car. But you would have seen that when they were driving. Mm-hmm. Unless this, yeah, I mean, if you didn't recognize Sam, the cop, then you can't even say, like, he was stalking me and knew that, unless it's, like, literally someone that you have no idea, but they do know who you are. But if that was your only encounter.
Yeah, you'd see him, like, the bald guys.
There's three of them. Two more cops pull up. You're like, what the fuck? You all look happening? The same.
He's like, hey, I just need you to, I'm going to move my gun really quick. Just keep it out. What is this? No, but you're right, though. I think if it was, like, certainly there would be other instances, either with Sam or her mom. Like, you know, if it's like, oh my gosh, there's a guy that follows my mom everywhere or whatever. She's got a disgruntled, whatever your job is, patient, client, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's coworker. I don't know. But yeah. Does Leah know you're, hey, Sam, Samantha, does Leah know you're out tonight?
Oh,
you're
right.
The government name.
The way my ass would fall out. Like, and then he just turns around and walks off. He doesn't even give y'all a ticket.
No.
Mm-mm. So it's almost as if he pulled you over with the intention of talking to you, as if he knew you were in the car.
Yeah. Or, I mean, you did. I mean, to me, it's like, well, if they run a light or they've, like, turned without a blinker, that's not like, that's just probable cause to pull someone over and, like, poke around. And maybe they're, like, two kids who are not intoxicated at all and are respectful. They weren't like, I'll tell you what Leah thinks. Fuck you. You know, it's like, they're fine. She just was like, oh, and they're scared. And he's like, yeah, they're just two scared kids. Or he was a ghost.
I mean, again, the fact that you're with another person and you had to get out physical items, hand them to someone, there was a car, that's a lot happening for it to be paranormal. Mm-hmm. Not impossible.
No.
Just
weirder things have happened.
Yeah. And but it seems like this, just weird, like one-off, of all the weird, horrible stuff that we read, it's really weird stuff like this that keeps me up. Like, what the fuck was that, though?
Yeah, like, what were you? Why would you know?
How would you know that? And why did you do that? And why did you know her mom's name? And, like, why did it matter if she specifically? There's too many questions.
So many questions. Well, if you're a law enforcement official in any capacity mm-hmm. or in a relationship with one or something, ask them. You got parents, family member. Ask them in the 2014 if there was some kind of system that might show people's, like, seems crazy to show their whole extended family, but I don't know.
I don't know what it shows. That's a good point. I know we have cops that listen and spouses of cops. What, when you run somebody's license, like when they say, well, I'm going to go run this, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Or they like enter your driver's license number and a rap sheet comes up with your information.
I think so. And probably like what they know. And I'm sure now it's like way more intense than it was, you know, 10 years ago, 12 years ago when this happened. But, you know, if anybody knows historically, like what this technology was like 10 years ago and then what is it now, that kind of can give us some insight if like maybe they came out with some new system in 2010. So it would have had reasonable wide adoption by 2014 mm-hmm. too. But like you said, and in that case, he's just trying to scare you and he's being a dick about it, using your mom.
And
like,
if
I'll freak him out.
If you are a law enforcement person and you know why they might phrase it like this.
Yeah.
If there's like, I don't
training.
Know. Yeah. Or I don't
say their mom's name. It'll freak them out.
I mean, maybe. Who knows what kind of little tips you get of how to suss out if somebody's sober, if somebody's, mm-hmm. I don't
freaks
know.
You out.
Yeah. It's. It really bothers me, though, that the man was driving and didn't get one thing said to him, even after he took his, you know, it wasn't like, hey, Derek, does Candace know you're out? And you're like, what is this fucking guy's deal? Yeah. It's just so specific to
her. He's like, I love
her.
Moms. You're like, all right, officer, step off. Come on now. Back it up.
Yeah, I don't know. If any of y'all listening have a theory, please write in.
I'm in.
Well, thank you so much, Sammy, and to everybody else for sending in your Freaky Friday stories today. If you have an odd but true story, maybe you've encountered Bigfoot, you've seen a UFO, you had a brush with true crime, or you felt the presence of an otherworldly being, send them in at sinisterhood.com/Freaky Friday. Speaking of freaky, got something creepy caught on camera? Found a weird or unexplainable clip online? Maybe you just have a funny video you want us to see. Send it our way and we'll live react to it during Sunday Scaries, our weekly live stream over on Patreon every Sunday at 8:30 p.m. Central. It's totally free. You just enter your email. You get immediate access to the chat, to the videos before they get on YouTube, and they make us cut a bunch of stuff out. A lot of free content just for signing up as a thank you. And now, during Sunday Scaries, we are coming up with a one-time code that can be used for 24 hours once the stream ends. For first-time Patreon subscribers, you get 50% off whatever tier you sign up for your first month.
Absolutely. And the shout out to the Sunday Scaries crew. That's who came up with our Cogsuckers bit. So
yeah,
you can be a part of new bits. And then that has come triggered these wonderful stories that, I mean, not wonderful, but thank you for sharing them. Well-written stories. So you never know what can happen on Sunday Scaries and you get 50% off.
A lot of our bits and inside jokes, show inside jokes come from listeners, like live streams specifically, Q&As, porch streams. Humidities, like any of those where we're all just like hanging out and conversing and y'all aren't just listening to us talk, but we get a dialogue back and forth. So many fun things have come out of that. So it really is a community of the best listeners on the whole internet, especially in these trying times.
Now more than ever.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you like our free episodes like this one, you'll love our Patreon bonus content. You can join for free to see what we're up to next or dive into over 1,000 hours of bonus content like Cogsuckers, Judge Christie, where I rule on petty grievances you bring before the court, True Crime Headlines, where we break down the latest news and updates in true crime, Heather Saves, where anything Heather has found late night scrolling could be discussed, and Am I the Asshole, Unpopular Opinions, and other subreddits that we feel require our input.
We also offer free trials where you can join for a week, check out all the perks, and cancel anytime before the trial is over without getting charged. But if you stick around, there's so much to get.
Ad-free episodes, monthly live stream Q&As, quarterly live stream bonus content. We let you all vote on the segment you want to see. It could be Cogsuckers next time. We all get to talk about that weird subculture. You get weekly audio bonus content, mini-sodes. We just dropped a silly one about quite a heist. If you're looking for something to, a little more lighter than what's going on in the world, and merch discounts and a community, of course, of the best listeners on the whole internet.
You can head over to sinisterhood.com and click shop on the top banner to check out merch like t-shirts, mugs, totes, stickers, and even clothes for your kiddos.
While you're on our website, you can also review the show. Thank you so much for all the 5 stars and kind words. We'd love to see it. You can submit topics and cases you'd like us to cover. You'll find fun things like topic-based playlists and tickets for Crime Wave at Sea 2027.
Let's go. Let's climb aboard with us and all your favorite creators. Let's do it and use code SINISTER at checkout to get $100 off your stateroom and a meet and greet with us, baby. All the info's on our website. Click on live shows. Follow us over on Instagram and Threads at Sinisterhood Pod. Like us on Facebook at Sinisterhood. Follow us over on YouTube and TikTok at Sinisterhood Podcast to watch clips from the episodes, live streams, and more. And if you are looking for a unique and personal gift for the Sinisterhood fan in your life, you want to treat yourself to a little pep talk or even book a Happy Father's Day cameo, book one now from happy birthdays to birth announcements to Happy Father's Day or whatever else you want to have us celebrate. We would love to celebrate with you by creating a customized video that can be immediately viewed and sent. It's thoughtful. It's perfect. When you don't know what to get him, he's like, he doesn't want a tie. He doesn't want another set of grill scraper offers. No. Like, get him something fun. The show he likes to listen to, Sinisterhood, saying what's up and happy Father's Day.
Yeah. And, or the show he's forced to listen to because exactly. You listen to it in the car. And so therefore he has to also.
He's begrudgingly grown to love us. Well, there is a sale starting Monday, June 15th at 10 a.m. It runs through June 21st at 11:59 p.m. Central. So book your Cameo. They're just $20 during that window. So get yours now at cameo.com/sinisterhood. Where can people find you on the internet?
I'm on Instagram and Threads at Christy M. Wallace and TikTok at Christy or GTFO. Heather?
I'm on the whole internet at Heather versus the World.
As always, the devil rules the airwaves.
Keep it creepy.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.